this place, come on. Huh. Wave your fists in this place, come on. Yeah, stomp your feet in this place, come on. Huh. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Spoon fed is in this place, come on. Huh. Bridget is in this place, come on. Everybody in this place, come on. Bridget is in this place, come on.
He gave me power. Oh, yes, he did. He gave me power. Say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Power. You got power.
Power.
I got power.
Power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you got the power, let me hear you say,
yeah.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I'm convinced God wants to do good for you today. He don't want a day to pass without you experiencing his goodness. And it's really up to you. Because, you know, Jesus was in a meeting one time, and the Bible says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. And nobody got healed. You know what they did? Just listen to him talk. Power of the Lord was there to heal. Healing power was made available to that crowd. And nobody got up to get it. Because they were listening with religious ears. And they were listening with ears filled with unbelief. Oh, God wouldn't do that for me. Yeah, he will. I'll tell you right now, he will. I'll tell you what, I'll step out on his word and say he wants to do it today. He wants to heal you today. He wants to bless you today. Amen. He wants to lead and guide you today. He wants to be intimate with you today. He don't want to wait till in the morning. He want to be with you right now. He don't want one moment to pass without you being aware of his presence. What do you need from God today? Are you willing to consecrate yourself to obey him and love him? God wants you to love him, not tomorrow. He wants you to love him today. See, he gave us a command to love each other, didn't he? Yeah, well, it's not just loving one another. It's loving him, too. Don't forget about him. We're supposed to love each other, but we're supposed to love him first. That's the first commandment. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Second one is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So the first commandment is to love him. Say, God, I sell out. Heart belongs to you. My whole life is in your hands now from this day forward. I'm going to trust you for the rest of my life. I'll be trusting you. And when you love him, then he imparts to you the love that you need to love everybody else. And you love everybody else because you love him, because you don't want to disappoint him. When somebody do you wrong, you might want to slap them, but you say, I can't do that because, you know, I love God. God don't want me to do that to you. Right? I want to tear you off, but, you know, I love Jesus. You know, Jesus don't want me to do this. My flesh just want to just wrap up and sock you one time because I believe you deserve a good socking. But it ain't up to me to judge you like that. You know, sometimes in somebody, they're getting just what they deserve. How you know? What if you got what you deserve? You ever thought about what you might deserve? Bible says every man's way is right in his own eyes. So we know we have a good way of justifying ourselves and making ourselves look good and innocent. but we'll bring the sledgehammer down on somebody else. Get them, God. No, you're just supposed to love people. You ain't supposed to be trying to get nobody. Let God do that part. He's wiser. He know how to do it right. He know how to do it with some redemption in it. God's not willing that any perish. He don't want nobody to go to hell. Somebody read a scripture this week said, God ain't even happy when the unjust die. He's sad when a man die and go to hell. God don't get no glory out of that. He don't rejoice and say, that's right, they getting what they deserve in life. I'm glad they're going to hell. He don't rejoice over one person going to hell. It's not his will that any perish because he's good. God don't want your life beat up and broke down. He doesn't. God wants you to be healed today. He wants you to be well today. He wants you to have heaven on earth. He wants you to have good relationships in your life. The Bible says live peacefully with all men as much as is possible. Some people, it ain't possible. See, he even put that in there. He know that some people just ain't going to be right. What he's saying, you do your part and don't worry about the other fellow. You be at peace with everybody as much as you can. Make sure you ain't got no strife in you. Make sure you're not harboring jealousy or envy or strife or unforgiveness. Make sure that you have peace in your heart toward every person. And then if somebody else want to be wicked, let them be wicked. You can't change them. God didn't call, he didn't call any one of us to change anybody else's life. He called us to be a light to the world. He does the changing. Because if you change them, then you're going to really have them messed up. God wants you to have heaven on earth. He wants husbands to love their wives, wives to love their husbands, parents to love their children, siblings to love them, brothers and sisters to love. He wants your walking brother to love. He wants you to love your friends and your enemies. Love is a great commandment. So if you're going to please God and experience his goodness, then you have to line yourself up with what he wants you to do. Amen. God will prosper you supernaturally. God can bless you in so many ways. If you just line your life up with, I'm going to tell you, his plan has built-in prosperity in it already. When you enter in the plan of God, both of y'all, when you get in that place, and you're in that place, and you're getting closer and closer, fine-tuning you. But I'm going to tell you, he have built-in connections already there. There's a built-in supply. I think at every stop, every destination you make, you get a refreshing, and there's another fresh supply. God supplies everything you need for you to do his will. He has always provided for his people. There has never been a shortage on God's part. There has been a shortage of obedience on our part that hindered us from receiving all that God has. But I'm going to tell you, God's faithful, and he always supplies. Sometimes we miss opportunities. Hallelujah. Brother Copeland gave us 5 keys to success. Let me just give them to you real quick. He said, first one is walk in love. Make sure that you're walking in love. The second one was to make sure, spend time in the Word. Now, I believe that includes prayer. That's your fellowship time with God. That's the time that you spend inquiring and learning and letting him teach you and letting him lead you and guide you. Number 3 was living by faith. You called to live by faith. Number 4, tithing. Now, some people would never put that on the list. I'm going to say the time that you spend acquiring things, including money, is connected to your heart. And when you refuse to release that part to God, then you have covetousness and a lack of trust. So tithing is one way that you break the control of the material realm off your life so that you're not governed by what's happening out there in the financial world because you made God your source. Tithing is more than just tithing. It ain't even about money. Tithing ain't about no money because God don't need your money. Dollar bills you got in your pocket, guess where they came from? Out of a tree. He don't need that. He got gold on his streets. So he said, Lord, here's all my gold. Guess what he'll do? Turn around, melt it, and put it on the road out there. He ain't going to put it in a case. Build a big case for it and say, look at that gold that I got from Greg. I'm going to mount that. No, he said, take that, put that in the street. Tithing ain't about your money. It's about your heart. It's about your affection. It's about you acknowledging God's ownership of your whole life. Fifth one was praise. Fill your life with praise. Because praise is an expression of your faith. Amen? When you know the goodness of God, then your knowledge, the revelation you have of God's goodness should evoke, should cause an eruption of praise in your life. Before you come to church, you need to spend 5 or 10 minutes just in thanksgiving. And then when you get in here, the praise and worship team won't have to pump you so hard. You know how you had to prime a pump? You know a pump needs priming when it runs out of water. Somehow it loses that water that it needs to make it go. And you had to put some water in there to call it priming it. Means you're setting it up to work again. See, when you come in here, nobody should have to prime you. Nobody should have to pull in you to get you going. You should come in ready to pull out. You should come in here ready. I'm ready to give praise to God now. Now, I can praise God in my house, glory to God, but this won't be a corporate praise here. I'm going to add my praise to yours, and we're going to see some stuff happen around here today. Nobody's had to prime you to praise God. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Y'all excited about Jesus? Yeah. You excited about the Lord? Yeah. A sad sheep is the worst kind of sheep there is. Because he got victory and don't even know it or not acknowledging it. He got everything he ever going to need in life and don't appreciate it. All they do is look at what ain't going right. This didn't happen right. I didn't get this. I wanted God to do that. And that's going right in my life. Won't you just shut up? Listen, you can praise or you can murmur. You can give God glory or you can find fault with everything going on. Which side of the bed you going to wake up on? The praising side or the complaining, murmuring, fault-finding side? Get up on the praise side of life. Change your attitude. Amen? Praise God. Listen at these scriptures. I'm going to read a series of scriptures here. Listen at these scriptures here about praising God. Now, in Romans chapter 4, before I read them scriptures, let me just tell you this. The Bible says Abraham grew strong in faith doing what? Giving glory to God is praising him, worshiping him, thanking him, celebrating him. Abraham grew strong in faith. That's how your faith increases. That's one way you increase your faith. It's by giving praise and glory to God. It's by you thanking God ahead of time. Not only do you need to spend time thanking God for what he's done and the goodness that you've already experienced, but we should spend time thanking God for what he has already done in